This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump is wasting little time going on the offensive after his attorney general declared he did not commit a crime, according to the 2-year investigation by a special counsel into the 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. VOA Washington Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
An emboldened President Trump is suggesting there could have been treasonous intent by some of those who were trying to link his election campaign to Moscow, and that now needs to be looked at.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
The report compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller is still secret, but Democrats in Congress are vowing to ensure it is made public as soon as possible. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump has officially reversed more than half a century of U.S. policy in the Mideast, formalizing a move he announced in a surprise tweet last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. is now the first country recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the strategic area along the Syria border it seized 52 years ago.
Historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu stood alongside here at the White House, visibly thrilled. The rest of the international community regards the Golan as Israeli occupied. Syria says the move shows Washington's the main enemy of Arabs. And Amnesty International says the president's violating international law by condoning Israel's illegal annexation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Gaza's Hamas rulers say Egypt has brokered a ceasefire to end the latest round of fighting with Israel. Hamas media says it went into effect at 10 p.m. Monday. There was no immediate Israeli reaction. The announcement came shortly after several rockets were fired into Israel. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Monday the United States will not stand idly as Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. Two Russian Air Force planes reportedly landed in Caracas Monday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. Russia has backed incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro, while the U.S. and dozens of other countries have shown support for interim President Juan Guaido. Villages in central Mozambique are still waiting to receive aid 10 days after Cyclone Idai hit. 128,000 people are now living in makeshift camps, and health officials say the spread of cholera is inevitable. Reuters' Gracie Jerome reports.
At least 700 people have died in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. The bridge here was destroyed, cutting off any aid convoys from reaching the village so far. This woman says they have no clothes, no food, and even if they did, they have no pots and pans to cook it in because it was all washed away. Further east in Beira, the aid has arrived, but people are worried for the future. It's not enough just to survive, they say. They need everything rebuilt. The government estimates there are now around 128,000 people living in makeshift camps across the country.
That's Reuters' Gracie Jerome reporting. British lawmakers voted late Monday to take control of Brexit from Prime Minister Theresa May to try to find a deal acceptable to both the UK and European Union. The vote in the House of Commons was 329 to 302, including three government ministers who resigned just so they could vote in favor of the motion. This means starting Wednesday, lawmakers will consider a number of motions they hope will be acceptable to all sides for the UK to divorce itself from the EU, which May has been unable to accomplish, leaving the future of her government in doubt. Options could include a so-called soft Brexit, under which the UK keeps close economic ties with the EU, or forgetting Brexit altogether and staying in the Union. Thailand's first general election since a military coup 5 years ago was thrown into disarray Monday as two opposition parties alleged cheating, and the Election Commission said it could be weeks until the makeup of parliament becomes clear. Reuters' Panu Wongcham is on the story.
Essentially, we're seeing this bigger picture where a bunch of pro-military parties will side, you know, with Plang Bisharat, and then you see a bunch of pro-democracy parties, as well as Thaksin loyalist parties, sided with Pheu Thai. But the problem is that the numbers don't really add up, and we could end up with a situation like Hung Parliament.
That's Reuters' Panu Wongchong reporting. Get the latest news on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.